Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 397, The Retirement Portfolio That Generates Cash, by Chris Reining of chrisreining.com. And I am Dan, your host here on Optimal Finance Daily, where I read to you from some of the best personal finance blogs on the planet. Now let's get to today's post as we optimize your life. The Retirement Portfolio That Generates Cash, by Chris Reining of chrisreining.com. Mr. Everyday Dollar is still a few years away from being financially independent with the choice to retire early. Yes, please. According to recent calculations derived from FireCalc, I shouldn't have a problem retiring by age 44. I've always had my heart set on 42, so that's what I'm really shooting for. I know I'll get there. I'm sure I'm similar to my readers in that I'm not fiscally perfect. Shocking, I know. Sometimes I go out and spend twice the amount of everyday dollars on one fancy pants meal than I spend in a whole week on eating. Or I take a vacation to South America. Better yet, I own a car, too. So yes, there are still ways I can spend less and save more so I can invest a little more money to further build up my early retirement portfolio so I can hit my target. As I've written before, I currently invest in individual stocks in a taxable investment account. This bucket of money will serve as my midterm money. The money that will get me from about 42 until my 60s when my 401k will kick in. Let's step into my time machine and take a little trip to 2021. I'll be 42, as dapper as ever, I hope, and will be ready to leave the workforce. I will have my midterm money tied up in individual stocks. Some of these are dividend payers and some not. How will I be able to generate everyday dollars to live on from this portfolio? I see three paths. One, liquidate my entire portfolio, making sure I am in the lowest tax bracket to ease the capital gains tax and put the proceeds into funds that will cut me checks on the regular. 2. Stay with the portfolio. Generate cash by using stock options, trading positions, and collecting dividends. 3. A blend of 1 and 2. Perhaps keep any dividend payers and sell off the rest, sticking the proceeds into funds. Utilize stock options and trading positions. You might ask, why not just build a dividend-producing portfolio from the start? That's a great question and certainly a viable option. For instance, Dividend Growth Investor does this. You do just fine going this route. The reason I didn't strictly build a dividend portfolio was I would be forced to invest only in companies that issue dividends. I wouldn't have the opportunity to invest in a company like Apple back in 2008, or great growth companies like Amazon, Chipotle, and Priceline. In time, as these companies mature, they will probably begin paying dividends. Apple, for instance, finally started paying a dividend out of their $100 billion coffers earlier this year. I don't know which path I'll take of the aforementioned possibilities. The good news is that I have plenty of time to think about it. If I choose option one, by far the simplest plus lowest maintenance of the choices, I would be hard-pressed to invest outside of Vanguard funds. So let's explore that. How would we go about building a portfolio with Vanguard funds? This is so easy. We only need three types of investments. Broad diversification across the whole stock market for growth, which inherently comes with volatility, plus bonds and REITs to balance that volatility. Bonds and REITs complement each other, and here's why. First, if interest rates rise, the value of bonds decrease. And if interest rates are high, people are pushed into rentals, thereby increasing demand and rental prices making REITs more profitable. Yin and yang. Second, inflation eats away at the returns of bonds because the yields are fixed. Not so with REITs. They can charge higher rental prices year over year based on current inflation levels. Yin yang. If we already own rental property or vacation rental that generates income, we want the following allocations that we'll call Portfolio 1. 70% Vanguard Total Stock Market Index Fund Admiral Shares, VTSAX. 30% Vanguard Total Bond Market Index Fund Admiral Shares, VBTLX. If we do not own rental property or a vacation rental, we have the following allocations in Portfolio 2. 60% Vanguard Total Stock Market Index Fund Admiral Shares, VTSAX. 30% Vanguard Total Bond Market Index Fund Admiral Shares, VBTLX. 10% Vanguard REIT Index Fund Admiral Shares, VGSLX. These funds also have insanely low management fees. VTSAX is 0.06%, VBTLX is 0.10%, and VGSLX is 0.10%. Thank you, John Bogle. Some astute listeners might be screaming and hollering and saying there's no international exposure. Yes, there is none. Most financial planners would recommend an international fund like the Vanguard Total International Stock Fund Admiral Shares, or VTIAX. No worries, though. They're just running down a checklist like they're taught to do. James Collins has a good explanation on the reasons why you don't need international exposure, and I agree with his reasons. My current taxable portfolio is full of international exposure, and yet they are all U.S. companies. How? Because companies like Apple, Coach, Google, Netflix, Priceline, and Starbucks generate significant sales overseas and will only continue to expand in other countries. So even though I don't invest in a Chinese or Indian company, I still benefit from the fact that consumers in those countries snap up Apple iPads, Coach purses, and drink Starbucks Grande lattes. I don't own any income-producing property, so let's have some fun and say that on January 3, 2012, we invested $1 million in Portfolio 2. $600,000 would go into VTSAX, 18,885 shares at $31.77. $300,000 would go into VBTLX, 27,322 shares at $10.98. $100,000 would go into VGSLX, 1,207 shares at $82.83. So, how did our portfolio perform over the course of the year? The $1 million invested, actually $999,947.82, ended the year up 8.88% to close at $1,088,791.91. In addition to the $88,844.09 increase in portfolio value, we received $27,134 cash from the bond interest, REIT distributions, and stock dividends. But wait, we learned earlier that if we need about $35,000 per year to live on, then our portfolio has to throw off $41,176 pre-tax. What we would need to do is sell off some of the portfolio that has appreciated by $88,844.09 in order to make up the difference. Every year invested in a portfolio like this will be different, because the cash it throws off will vary and the value of the portfolio will vary, sometimes wildly. Some years you might have to sell more shares, other years less. The whole process can be exciting for some and gut-wrenching for others. But most importantly, I think we can reasonably assume our portfolio will be able to generate our everyday dollars over a very long time. You just listened to the post titled The Retirement Portfolio That Generates Cash by Chris Reining of chrisreining.com.
If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
And that's it for today, everyone. Have a great Tuesday if you're listening in real time, and I will see you in tomorrow's show where your optimal life awaits.